everybody. It's Dolores Catania from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and you're listening to Rundown Media.
Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Jack Sitt, and welcome to Flipping the Table, the official Real Housewives of New Jersey recap podcast and a production of The Reality Rundown and Rundown Media. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so that you don't miss any of my recaps. Well, today we are back with another episode of my podcast, Flipping the Table. And this week's episode was pretty eventful and crazy. I mean, we have two move-ins and a very chaotic first day in Nashville, and we'll get into that later. But the first scene starts out, we have Frank Catania moving back into Dolores' house with the kids. And Dolores says she's not going to be there yet because she still has 6 months left on her townhouse lease. So as they're moving Frank in there, Gabby says she set up his room very nice. He walks in, they all walk in, and there's like a chinchilla cage. She's like, why is there a chinchilla? I have a new roommate. And which was hilarious that he has, I guess, I wonder if he still has the chinchilla in his room or they moved it. And Dolores makes a joke that he squeals at night and all the stuff like that. And then they start to discuss Nashville, the upcoming trip to Nashville. And they both think it's going to go okay, but we know as the episode goes, it does not start well. And we'll get into that later. But after that move-in scene, Teresa and her girls are moving out of that iconic home after, 12 years? And starting that new chapter and moving in with Louis. So we see the girls finishing their packing up. And also what I want to mention, people are like a little confused why they're moving and there was like snow on the ground. So I just want to clarify that for everyone that's confused. So Teresa and her girls, they moved out of their house after filming was finished. I guess maybe their house wasn't ready or something. But I remember Teresa saying on a Amazon Live that they are going to film her move after filming is finished. Filming finished in late August. They moved in sometime in October. And I don't really remember the weather back in October, but I guess it did snow. And on that day, they're moving into their house. So we see as they're driving, there's snow on the ground. And then we see Teresa and Melissa talking about Nashville. Not such great editing, but that's how they did it. But people definitely noticed that there was snow on the ground and it was supposed to be taking place in August. So I just wanted to clarify that. They moved in October, sometime in October. That's why the weather's different and they kind of like they wanted to add that into the season. So that's why. So no one is confused. They just added that in after the season was wrapped filming. And Louis is showing them around the house, all their bedrooms. And Louis says, oh, I have a surprise for you outside. And he has like this plaque outside that it was something in Italian and for Teresa's parents, which was so sweet. I forgot what the Italian words was, but I remember it meant always together. Like from we saw last season when Gia made that speech at the Nono's memorial. She said, sempre, zampi, meaning always together. And so Louis got that as on the plaque outside, which is so sweet. It brought Teresa to tears. And that's just like how great of a guy Louis is. It was so thoughtful that he did that for her. And, you know, I can't wait to see next season them moving into that house. I mean, them living in that house and the whole new family dynamic. Because I think Teresa got engaged after they moved in, like a few weeks after. So I'm excited to see that next season. Hopefully the wedding is going to be filmed, but it's still to be determined whether Teresa wants it to be filmed or not. I know months ago Teresa said she doesn't want it to be filmed, but now I think things have changed a little bit and maybe they are going to film it. And filming for season 13 is, I think it's starting like maybe in June. Because I just had Dolores on the podcast. And by the way, guys, if you haven't listened to that interview, you guys better make sure you go and check it out. Because we talked about a lot about the show. And some tea was spilt. She kind of slipped about filming. Because we saw the softball game this season. And she said on my podcast that they're going to be doing it again. And she announced when it was going to be doing it, when she was going to be doing it again, she announced that it was going to be in August again. But then she just said she moved it up to June. I said, oh, because, you know, I had to ask the question. So I was like, oh, is it going to be filmed? She said, yes. And then she quickly took it back and was like, I don't know. Yeah, you guys are going to find out, but you guys better be there. Meaning that it was going to be filmed, but she kind of just took that back. So filming, they are going to be filming that in June. So I'm guessing filming starts in May or June. And hopefully it's a little longer than last time, more than 3 months. And I also asked her why filming is so short, and she didn't have an answer. Because I get that question all the time on Instagram. They get that all the time. And for some reason, they have no answer. So I don't know if there's a specific reason. But I just said to Dolores, I was like, oh, she's like, oh, I don't ask really questions to the boss. I said, okay, you know, give me his number, jokingly, give me his number, and I'll call him up, because the ratings have been really, really steady and really, really good this season. So I don't see why they can't get like 15 regular episodes plus a 3-part reunion. Like, it's not that bad. It's just a couple weeks extended in filming, which they need, because these episodes, like I've said 2,000 times before, and you guys are probably sick of me saying it, but I'll say it again, that the season is very, very short. Anyway, back to the recap. The cast is heading to Nashville. Ooh, I can't wait to see. This trip was crazy. So they get there, and immediately in the house, once they get there, they want to pick the rooms, and Teresa says, oh, yeah, me and Louis should get the master. And Melissa was like, what? No. And Dolores said, yeah, I promised Teresa and Louis the master bedroom. So they got the master bedroom. They start to get ready for the dinner. But before they start to get ready, they're looking at each other's rooms. Teresa, Dolores, Jennifer, and Jackie start talking. And they start talking about the rumors that have come out. And Teresa says to Jackie that she thinks, because Margaret is close to the blogger who was releasing those things and the video and everything, that Margaret is feeding them information. And they start to get into it about that. They start yelling at each other. And Teresa's like, oh, aren't you smart? You claim to be smart. And Jackie's like, no, I am smart. I don't claim to be. And they start getting into it a little bit. And I remember at that time when they were filming in Nashville, there was like a little thing out there that they unfollowed each other. And then they refollowed each other. So I don't know if it was about that fight or about something else or that little argument. But that was just like some stuff that was happening during the filming in August. But anyway, after that, they start to get ready for dinner. They all go to this Nashville, I think it's called Nashville Underground. They sit at the table, get their drinks. They go and ride the bull, which looks so fun. I remember I did that little bull riding thing like years ago. And it's definitely harder than it looks. And some of the ladies did it. The men did like a little competition, and after the bull riding, they sit down for dinner. And that's when everything starts. Everything starts at the dinner. And, you know, Frank has always said it, how come we don't get to eat? I mean, after the fight, Frank did get to eat, but it's always before the food comes. Always before the food comes. They start to get into it. Jackie says, Margaret, how do you know the real estate agent in Nashville? And Moses says, Margaret knows everyone everywhere. And Teresa jumps in and goes, yeah, Margaret knows everyone. She talks to everyone, Tom, Dick, and Harry, whatever she said about that. And Teresa brings up that about the rumors about Louis, that she leaked them. And right then and there after that, Margaret says to Teresa these three words that turned the whole dinner upside down. Actually, four words. I'll try to do my Margaret impression as best as I can, but she says to Teresa, you're a sick, disgusting liar. And you see Teresa's face. Teresa has the same face anytime she's going to like blow up. Her mouth is open and she's looking and she freezes for like 1 or 2 seconds. Margaret says, you're a sick, disgusting liar. Teresa makes that face and like everything stops. The music stops. And then Teresa just pushes everything on the table onto Margaret. You see everything splashing on her. Margaret gets up. Someone from production rushes over and kind of like pulls her back a little bit. And Frank Catania's like, what's going on here? What's going on here? What's going on here? And Teresa starts cursing and Margaret starts cursing. They are cursing at each other. And Louis kind of has to take Teresa out because she doesn't want anything. She doesn't want her to do anything, throw anything. Kind of has to, like, take her out of there. Melissa and Joe follow. And as they're going downstairs to where the bar is, Teresa's yelling and screaming and calls Margaret white trash and all these other names, name calling back and forth. Melissa and Joe walk Teresa and Louie back to the bar. And Teresa's like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to beat her up. And Melissa's like, Teresa, you're not beating anyone up. Stop talking like this. And then they start talking at the bar. And then I don't know what happened. Maybe they should have just, like, told Teresa to stay over there. But Teresa went back upstairs and started cursing again. And then Margaret starts cursing at her again. And Dolores wants to leave with Teresa because that's, like, her best friend and her. She has her loyalty to Teresa. Then Margaret kind of gives her, like, an ultimatum, which is, yeah, she says to her, like, if you leave with Teresa, that's, like, so disgusting. And I'll, like, she kind of said, like, she didn't say I'll never forgive you, but I was getting that impression that she was like, oh, we're thinking, like, oh, if Dolores leaves with Teresa, then we're done. We're not friends. And Frank says to Dolores, like, we're the hosts. We're staying. And Dolores is like, yeah, Frank, you're right. And Margaret thanks Frank for saying that. They stay there. Jen talks to Margaret and says, like, I don't condone that, but I'm going to go talk to her. And then Jen and Bill go downstairs, and Jen says to Bill, we're leaving. So Jen, Bill, Teresa, Louie, Melissa, and Joe leave. They go into the van. They start talking about everything, and Teresa is still on fire. They get back to the beautiful house that they rented out, which is gorgeous, by the way. That house looks amazing. And they were like, oh, let's just go to bed. And Jennifer's like, oh, take care of our girl to Louie. Louie, Teresa, go back into the room. Melissa follows. And Teresa keeps cursing again. I don't like her. I don't this. I don't that. I don't that. I don't this. And Teresa says, oh, we're leaving. And then so I was watching a little clip from Two Teas in a Pod, Teddy and Tamara's podcast, and she said that production asked them to leave. And then when I was rewatching the episode today before I recorded this episode, Louie was like, you want us to leave? And when I rewatched it again, I was thinking, it was like, was Louie talking to Teresa or was Louie talking to production? Because, like, when he said, you want us to leave. So I was like, maybe would Louie say to Teresa, you want to leave or something like that? I'm not sure. I mean, this is just a rumor, but who knows? I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think production asked Teresa to leave or Teresa just left on her own terms? Well, what I think Teresa would just left because she kept on saying, I don't want to be around Margaret. I don't want to be around Margaret. And I'm sure she didn't want to stay in the same house with her after this whole blow up. So I think she insisted on her leaving, or maybe it was kind of like a mutual agreement. And as they are leaving, the show ends there. Thank God, no to be continued. And they show us a little preview of next week, you know, the next time. And, well, of course, the fighting continues between Teresa and Margaret. It continues into the finale episode. So we have two more episodes left. We have next episode, and after that is the finale. So two episodes left of the season, and then we have the reunion. And I asked someone, and I heard that the reunion is really, like, potentially three parts, which it should be, because there's so much to break down over this crazy, crazy season. So I'm really hoping it's going to be three parts. It'll make it, like, not 15 episodes, but 16. And Andy said, like I said before, Andy teased that it reminded him of early Jersey reunions. And when I asked, actually, Dolores on my podcast why Andy said that, and I said to her, like, it made me think when he said early Jersey reunions, it made me think that he was talking about, like, family drama. And Dolores, I don't think she was able to really answer that. So she said, I don't really know about that. You'll have to wait to the reunion. Stay tuned. And when I asked her about Jennifer, like, what happened between you two, like, during the season airing, because it looked like you two were fine on the show when you were filming. And she pretty much says, like, I don't know. So she probably couldn't say too much. So I guess we'll have to wait till the reunion to see what goes down. But I know, like, a lot of, there was a lot of fighting between them two. that I heard, like a bunch of words thrown around, and, you know, I guess we will see. And I thank you guys for listening to this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. Stay tuned for another recap next week. And if you guys didn't listen to my interview with Dolores, make sure you guys go check it out now. Thanks everyone for listening again, and I will see you next week. Bye.